Part 2. Opting for a slower pace of life in the 21st century.
A. Keywords. Life. Fast. Slow down.
Vocabulary. Embrace. Drench.
Now listen to the first part of a report on how some people opt for a slower pace of life in the 21st century. Read the outline first. While listening, focus on some supporting details. Then, answer the questions.
As you may have noticed, life is fast-paced. We travel on bullet trains and jets. News comes to us at the speed of light. And with cell phones, the internet, and of course fast food, most people rush through their days trying to do more in less and less time. But not everyone. Some people who are trying to slow down, and instead of racing through life, actually experience it.
Journalist Carl Honoré admits that not long ago, his life was a breathless race with time.
In the old days, when I was a speedaholic, if you like, my whole life was just a long list of things to do.
To finish all those tasks, day after day, Mr. Honoré says he became obsessed with saving time wherever he could. A minute here, a few seconds there. He says people usually don't realize that their whole life has turned into an exercise in hurry up until they get a wake-up call and something stops them in their tracks. Mr. Honoré's wake-up call came 3 years ago when he began reading bedtime stories to his 3-year-old son.
I'd go into his room at the end of the night, and I just could not slow down. You know, I'd be speed reading The Cat in the Hat, and it was just ridiculous. And I heard about a series called The 1-Minute Bedtime Story, you know, which is a horrible idea, but my first reaction was, what a great idea, I must get some. And that's when I caught myself, and I just thought, no, this has gone too far.
To improve the quality of life, Mr. Honoré says, people need to embrace what he calls the philosophy of slow.
I think that one of the cultural assumptions we make nowadays is that slow is bad and that slowing down means being lazy or unproductive or giving up. But the opposite is true. Now, more than ever in this high-tech, 24/7, technology-drenched society, we need moments of slowness. When you work more slowly, you actually work better. Your productivity goes up. So, you know, sometimes you have to go fast at work. People need to do things at the right speed. They need to relearn the lost art of shifting gears.